Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 18. I'm Emily and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you about 15 seconds of silence to think about something that you're thankful for and then to thank God for it. Let's start that now. Now we'll move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray that the joy of the Lord will be evident in our faith community. Let's take about 25 seconds of silence to pray that. Our scripture reading today comes from Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 to 22. It says, "For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he's with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations, and I'll gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and in all the settlements in that land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in a good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and I will strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. As for you, my flock, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will judge between one sheep and another and between rams and goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pastures? Must you also trample the rest of your pasture with your feet? Is it not enough for you to drink clear water? Must you also muddy the rest with your feet? Must my flock feed on what you have trampled and drink what you have muddied with your feet? Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says to them. See, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you shove with flank and shoulder, butting all of the weak sheep with your horns until you've driven them away. I will save my flock, and they will no longer be plundered. I will judge between one sheep and another." We'll close today by meditating on the phrases, "As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he's with them, so I will look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness." Let's take a few moments to meditate on God as a shepherd who goes looking for his people in the darkness. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen.
O come, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come unto thee, O Israel.
O come, thou King of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe that leads to thee, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Come, thou rod of Jesse, stand from every foe, deliver them
that trust thy mighty power to save, and give them victory. Come to thee, O Israel.